Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, today's headlines. Let's get to it. Reunion. The Texans have brought back a familiar face. I don't know that this is what turns the offensive line back into what we hoped it would be, but I will say this. One of the best performances of the offensive line in 2023 was against the Pittsburgh Steelers with Austin Deculus starting at left tackle. Now, I don't think Laremy Tunsil needs to be looking over his shoulder by any means, but if he wants to, that's fine. But Austin Deculus, Seth, back in the building, signed off of the Saints practice squad yesterday.
He's just been hanging around home in the Gulf Coast in general. Yeah. He went to Cy Fair, right? And then an LSU guy. And he comes to Houston, then goes over to back to New Orleans.
Yep.
I like that. Austin's a guy, he's got great size. I think that when you watched him as a young player, he has made progress in getting better. He's just not naturally as athletic as guys that are stud offensive tackles. But can he make it in the NFL? I think, yes, he has a chance to do that. I think it's got to be through refinement of technique and being super smart and everything else. And some guys get better at their, you know, offensive linemen especially can – athleticism is kind of a hazy term, but they can improve their athletic traits over time, especially, you know, with strength training and everything. So I'll be curious to see him now this time around.
Do you think that being in New Orleans and being around Trevor Penning is going to help him, Seth? You know, get that dog in him, you know?
He's going to be fake tough and just be able to drive safeties out of bounds.
They're going to be at practice today, and they're going to be like, why is Austin Deculus jumping on the pile after every play?
Why is Austin Deculus acting like pass protection isn't his part of his job?
Right.
It's 2025 now.
Yeah.
And Trevor Penning is out there acting like, as long as you're good at run blocking, the offense will have no issues whatsoever.
He doesn't pass block anymore, but he punches guys at the bottom of a pile all the time now. What the hell? This is not what he signed up
when
for.
When he pass blocks, it looks like he's trying to have a really good run block. And it is like, okay, if they do decide to pull it down and run, then this is going to be awesome. Oh, looks like he wanted to pass.
Yep. Right.
That's Trevor Penning, not Austin Deculus. Yeah. Welcome back,
Austin Deculus. We'll see you at practice today. We'll get an injury report today. Do you think that C.J. Stroud is going to be on the injury report in any capacity? You know, since the banged up revelation happened? You do?
I think he will. And a lot of times CJ will be on the injury report, but you don't really think much of it with quarterbacks in general if there hasn't been a report or anything. This is where the rubber meets the road with my prediction. I predicted that I think that they will sit CJ just because it feels like there's enough smoke about him being banged up. Where's that smoke come from, Seth? CJ Stroud himself?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and others that maybe it is affecting his play somewhat. The fact that he's had all these errant throws that don't make any sense, it's hard for me to believe that's anything other than injury. You know, that one that he airmailed to Nico on Christmas Day, he had time, he set up, it was just a really bad throw.
Yeah,
I think there's something going on there, and there's no amount of... There's nothing you can do to all of a sudden fix that offense after you haven't been able to do it for 17 weeks.
No.
The best thing you can do to make them incrementally better is for the quarterback to be as healthy as possible.
Yep, I'm with you on that. Text message, CJ didn't look hurt until the Tank Dell injury. I don't believe him.
Well, we're talking about his body, not his feelings.
Yeah.
Right. I think he's looked hurt at times this year, and it's been a rolling question of just... Like, all right, I don't know. Maybe there is something. You don't want to speculate on it. But it's just, it is curious some of his misfires.
Yeah.
Now, there's also times where on the TV copy, it'll look like a bad throw. And then when you go watch from the end zone, you realize, oh, he actually... there was way more pressure than it looked like. It was clear that the receiver and he weren't on the same page. So that's where things get hazy. Because I think the perception from just watching on TV would be that, like, wow, he's making a lot of errant throws that he doesn't usually make. Usually when I go back and watch the end zone copy of those, it usually is maybe like 50% of less where it's actually an errant throw.
Yeah.
It's been that kind of year where there's just everything's so disjointed on so many levels that you got to write a damn term paper to figure out who screwed up on any given play.
No, you're 100% right. All right, NBA news. Amen Thompson suspended for 2 games for his role in the Donnybrook that took place at the end of the loss to the Heat. Yeah.
That feels about right. You know, what are you going to do?
He hip tossed Tyler Hero to the ground.
He slammed Hero to the ground, and honestly, like, in such a way that Tyler Hero's future children are going to be ashamed of him. It wasn't just violent. It was degrading.
It was degrading, yeah.
Now Hero can say scoreboard. That's the other thing.
I hope
that's how he salvages his pride.
I saw Amen Thompson. He did a media scrum after practice yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that he would just start off and they say, what do you think about your 2-game suspension? I was hoping he'd just go, worth it! That. Like, look at Tyler
are
Hero.
So those guys are allowed to be around the team when they're suspended.
Yes. Yeah.
Where in the NFL, it's like you're ostracized.
You're sent to Guantanamo.
You get sent off to Guantanamo. Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah.
You might as well be your awful, like send him to an outpost in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Aziz Alshire, war hero. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear, it's headlines, not to get too off topic. Aziz went and met with Roger Goodell during his suspension. I don't know if you saw that.
Did he tweak his clown
nose?
He
should have. He should have. But he was like, he was very diplomatic. He's like, no, it was a good conversation. You know, he wanted to talk to them about the statement. I think he met with Goodell, Runyon, Troy Vincent. Yeah. Like, he met with all of them. And so I think he wanted to talk to them about the statement they put out, which made him sound like the worst person in the world.
And I'll tell you the thing about that statement, and this is where it's messed up, is that they deliver that statement before they even hear Aziz Alshire's side of the story.
Right.
Like, that's fundamentally a flaw in the system right there. That's messed up. And what it does is it makes it hard to take those statements seriously, because then the NFL, they look like a grandstanding politician. You know, when you're watching some poor general get interviewed, and both parties do this. Like, the congressman up there is like not giving the guy any chance to answer, and that's what it feels like. Like, okay, this is you getting yourself on television to be able to show the people how much you care.
Totally,
that's what that letter felt like.
Yep.
Goodell.
Yeah,
come on, you're better than that.
I'd like to think you're really good at negotiating TV contracts for sure.
He's richer than most politicians.
Most. Hey, real quick, headlines. College football yesterday, LSU 44, Baylor 31.
I swear to God, that wasn't even a Trump joke. For anybody who got triggered by that, that was about just various congresspeople that, might have inside information.
Pockets are lined,
There you go. Yeah.
Kinder's Texas Bowl, LSU 44, Baylor 31. Fiesta Bowl last night. We've got our first team school into the semifinals. It's Penn State. They beat Boise State last night, 31-14. I tell you, this college football playoff has been fun just because it's new. None of these games have been super competitive yet, though. The closest game was Notre Dame, Indiana, 27-17. And if you watch that game did not play like a 10-point game. Indiana scored 2 touchdowns in the last 4 minutes to make it look closer than it was. So they've all been blowouts. We got 3 games today. I think 2 of them have a chance to be really, really good. Texas plays Arizona State in the first game. That's a big spread.
Yeah.
But then you got Ohio State and Oregon, where Oregon, the number one seed, is an underdog in this game. And you've got Georgia and Notre Dame, which has flip-flopped back and forth between Notre Dame and Georgia being favored.
I think these are all, regardless of how you feel about the seeding, it ends up with a really good football game.
Yeah.
This is it, Sean. Today's the day where college football stops being the next high lie. where just After watching, I'm like, this sport's done for. The sport of football will buoy it as long as it can, but the NCAA as an organization, I might as well be watching High Lie in some pit in Miami.
High Lie still pops up on Space City Home Network from time to time.
Does it really?
It does, yes. High Lie.
Is it in Miami? Is that where they're showing?
I don't know. We had a High Lie Fronton in Hartford when growing up.
It was big in New England and South Florida.
Yeah.
Much like New England is kind of big in South Florida too, because that's where they all go
there. Yeah, that's probably why it's
so popular. It's nothing like you're like, oh, I'm going to take a nice relaxing vacation to the beach. So you go to South Florida and you're like, this feels a lot like angry New Yorkers everywhere. Why? This is not as relaxing as I thought it would be.
Screw it. Let's go to the High Lie Fronton. Yes. Ryan from Magnolia checks in. Good morning. Happy New Year, guys. Appreciate you. We have a listener checking in from Southern Kansas getting their Texas sports fix. That's probably the furthest suburb that's listening today of Houston, Southern Kansas. Southern Kansas.
We were Sean and I were talking during the break, wondering if you could draw a loose perimeter around the city, how far out do you go where people really don't want to be called Houstonians?
Yeah,
because everything almost gets lumped in, and I know it's different in different situations, but I feel like people in Katy Katy is a city unto itself now. The Woodlands is a city unto itself, and yet I feel like they still consider themselves Houstonians loosely, but I'm not sure.
Check in.
I haven't checked in on this in a while.
And we only want opinions of people who actually live in those places. We don't want opinions from people that live in Upper Kirby saying those people are not Houstonians.
Don't be like one of these people who are not from New Braunfels who claim that you know how to pronounce New Braunfels when you're actually dead wrong about how people in New Braunfels pronounce New Braunfels.
All right. So the feelings on the Texans right now. In the playoffs, but the optimism level not very high. The optimism level long term, I'm going to give you guys a reminder in the next segment that the team we're about to talk about is the closest to the Texans in the AFC South. And when you look at everything they've got going on, it feels like at the very least the 4 seed is right there for the taking for a long, long time. We clown the Colts next.